Hello, folks. My name is Matt Watkins, and I'm a pastor at Beacon Baptist Church in Clay, New York, your pastor for the day. Most followers of Jesus have a heart that likes the idea of serving, but if you're at all like me, you find that when a service opportunity presents itself, my mind is inundated with a list of lame excuses, things like, now's not a good time, or this person is undeserving of my help, or it isn't this someone else's responsibility. Now, rarely do I actually say these things out loud, but in the privacy of my mind, I'm convinced that my excuses are valid. This is until my thoughts are exposed by the light of Scripture. That's when I discover that my flimsy excuses are easily crushed beneath the weight of Scripture and the example of Jesus Christ. Our passage today is John 13, 1 through 5. It's familiar to us. It's the Last Supper, and specifically the foot washing. Jesus' example leaves little room for the flimsy excuses we make for not serving others. Here's the passage. When Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When we look at this passage through the lens of serving others, we cannot help but be embarrassed at the flimsy excuses we often make for not serving. Like, for example, now is not a good time. The text tells us in verse 1 that Jesus is fully aware that his hour has come to depart out of this world. He knows that he's about to go through the greatest human suffering ever to be endured. If ever there was a time that was not good, this is it. But instead, Jesus served. Another excuse. These people are undeserving. Well, the text tells us in verse 2 that the devil had put it into Judas's heart to betray him. Jesus also knew that in hours all of them would abandon or betray him. If ever there was an undeserving group, this is it. But still we see that Jesus served. Here's another excuse. This job is beneath me. Verse 6, Peter recognized that it was backwards for Jesus to wash his feet, and initially he refused to let Jesus do it. But in verse 14, Jesus affirmed that he was their Lord and Master, and that this act of foot washing was done as an example for them to follow. So again, if ever anyone was overqualified for a job, this is it. But still we see that Jesus served. Another excuse. This is not my responsibility. Despite being in a rented space, verse 4 and 5 indicate that all of the required tools for foot washing were present. A basin, an extra towel, additional water for washing. Someone assumed there would be foot washing. But despite these preparations, each disciple determined that no servant meant no foot washing. If ever there was a guest of honor who was not responsible for the menial task of foot washing, it was Jesus. But still, Jesus served. Here's another excuse we often give. This task is unimportant, or it's not necessary. Well, consider this. While it was customary and pleasant to have your feet washed before enjoying a meal together, technically speaking, the job was not necessary. In fact, they were already deep into enjoying the evening, as all of them had happily eaten the meal with unwashed feet. Jesus could have easily left this unnecessary job undone, but instead we see that Jesus served. Friend, God's nature is to serve. As believers, we are partakers of his divine nature, and as such, we should be growing in servant-mindedness. Today, let's push aside our flimsy excuses and let the servant-minded heart of God be active today at all times, in all places, to all people, under all circumstances. My name is Matt Watkins, and I'm a pastor at Beacon Baptist Church in Clay, New York, your pastor for the day.